Yeah, eat, sleep, fantasy, you rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs, better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation, we doing what we like. Tune in every week, guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts, I know you plan to be joining us on Eat Sleep Fantasy. Yeah, Eat Sleep Fantasy. Eat Sleep Fantasy.
All right, welcome back has never been more appropriate, since I'm hoping you caught part one of this episode and are tuning into part two. If you did not do so, you can stop right here, go back, listen to part one. We are continuing our fantasy football mock draft, our PPR mock draft here. But before I get into that, I want to remind all of you, my definitive fast food French fries fantasy rankings.
You have the top two. What are your top two?
Top two. Coming in at number two, Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Waffle fries.
Very solid. I like it. I like the pick.
Always consistently fresh and good. Mm-hmm. I've never had a bad Chick-fil-A French fry ranking experience.
Okay. What's your number one? Right. I'm really curious to hear your number one, because you've laid out some
number
pretty good
one. Yeah. We'll come in right after this word from our sponsor.
Oh, nice. I like it. By the way, if you guys haven't checked out Auction of Champions online, definitely check them out. Auction House, 100% certified, everything you can get. They're going to be a big sponsor of our show. We're going to be doing giveaways. If you didn't listen to the first episode, we are giving away a Rudy signed.
Summer of giveaways.
Yep. Rudy signed.
Giveaway
helmet,
week.
Notre Dame helmet that he hand-scribed. The 5 foot nothing speech, which is pretty awesome. So check out our social media. We're going to be posting pictures of it, but a big shout out to Auction of Champions for helping us out here.
Right. Auctionofchampions.com. If you want to enter in to win that, send us in your 5-star iTunes review or wherever it is that you listen to your podcast, send in a screenshot of your 5-star review. You can say whatever you want to say. Just make sure it says 5 stars at the top. And you can send that in to ESF Giveaway. Is it giveaway or giveaways?
Giveaway. ESF Giveaway.
ESF
shoot,
Giveaway.
Hold on. I'll tell you right now, because now you have me questioning myself.
Yeah. I just got confused for a second, man. I'm sorry.
ESF Giveaway. Oh, man. I don't know. Here, hold on. I'll tell you right now. Let me look it up.
Why did this is the first time that I've ever been confused by
yeah,
that
giveaway.
Email.
Giveaway. ESF Giveaway.
ESF Giveaway. @gmail.com. I just questioned my whole existence.
All right, let's get right back into this mock draft. Burrito.
The number one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
French fry.
What is it?
You ready for it, Dale?
I'm ready. I don't know what you left out. I don't know what it is going to be.
It's seasoned. It's greasy.
Uh-oh.
And I don't have it nearly enough. What is it?
I don't know. Checkers.
Checkers. Oh my God, they have such good fries.
They're so greasy, though.
They're so good, man. You have to fucking soak the grease off with a napkin first. If not, you get a coronary in the drive-thru.
What you do, you stuff your cup holder with napkins, and you pour the fries. And
that's a really good idea, actually.
All right. Let's get into this mock draft.
I'm going to start driving around with napkins in my cup holder.
There you go.
It's gross, but
it's just it's just all going to be wet with grease because you used them multiple times. It's disgusting.
At some point, it's not even like you're removing grease. You're adding grease at that point. You're dipping your fries in extra grease.
God, disgusting.
All right. We just made this gross.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's it.
Your power rankings.
My top 10 power rankings for fries. In last place... I don't know where this would even be, but in last place is Burger King. Coming in at number 10, Whataburger. Number 9, Sonic. Number 8, Wendy's. Number 7, KFC Wedges, which you told me don't count, so I replaced it with Five Guys. Number 6, Popeye's Fries. Number 5, Nacho Fries. 4, McDonald's. 3, Arby's. 2, Chick-fil-A. And number 1, Checkers. I got a lot of seasoned fries in my top 10.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Really good.
Okay, finally, let's finish up this mock draft now.
If you ever go to a restaurant, they ask you regular fries or seasoned fries, get seasoned fries.
Yeah, for sure.
Always.
All right.
and only get the sweet potato fries if they come with cinnamon sugar on the side, cinnamon sugar butter.
Okay. Are you done yet?
No. Yes.
You're way too hype about fries.
French fries? Yeah. I had a bad experience at Burger King, man.
I know. And you seem angry.
I mean, the ketchup wasn't even enough. They don't put any salt. Like, it's just plain. I feel like I'm just eating a potato. Like, not even a well-cooked potato. Like, just like a crunchy potato.
All right. Let's finish up our draft now.
By the way, a potato. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I have a lot of energy. It's really late. We're recording a mock draft. Going back to our mock draft now.
Less after Derrick Henry, guys like Corey Davis, which I actually really like. Carson Wentz was drafted. Tom Brady, Evan Ingram, Deshaun Watson. My number one quarterback was taken. So we're looking at 6-6. We have pretty much a full roster. Well, not really a full roster, but two. We have both our running backs filled, both of our wide receivers, and our flex filled now. So we're kind of free game to do whatever we want from now on. Are you looking for a quarterback? Are we waiting here?
Not necessarily looking for a quarterback. So let's do this. Let's read our top available running backs, our top available wide receivers, look at our team, look at our rankings, and then go from there.
Okay. Just heads up, I've actually talked to a lot of people on Twitter about this. Deshaun Watson is my number one quarterback. I am not drafting him unless it's like mid to late sixth round. If he's available mid to late sixth round, I'm grabbing him. And he was drafted at 6'5". If he was available here at 6'6", I would try to convince you to draft him. I think that's a good spot for him. And I'm a big wait for quarterback guy, but for the number one quarterback to be available this late, I'm taking him. So that's pretty much my range, what I'm looking for in Deshaun Watson. I mean, if you have a number one quarterback and he's in the sixth round, I suggest you grab him too, even if it's not Deshaun Watson. All right. So we are looking at guys like Deion Lewis is still available, Royce Freeman, Ronald Jones, Chris Thompson. I keep skipping over Sony Michel because I'm not drafting him, even if you tell me to.
Right.
And our wide receivers, we have Sammy Watkins, Emmanuel Sanders, which people are sleeping on Emmanuel Sanders, but he was just as productive as Demaryius Thomas last few years. Jamison Crowder, Randall Cobb, Devin Funchess, and I like Cooper Kupp too.
I'm looking at our rankings, and we as a unit, this draft has started to seriously give some value at the quarterback position where I'm considering it.
Mm-hmm. The quarterbacks, we have Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam is still sitting there in the sixth, and I think that's some good value. We're talking about the guy who was the number two quarterback last year and has, you know, finished as a top two quarterback more than half of the time in the last 4 years, in the last 5 years. He's been, let's pull this up. Right. Let's quickly pull this up on our website. The big banner, if you click on John Chapman's fantasy finishes, you'll see exactly where quarterbacks have finished. You ever look for that, Dale?
Yes, and you can. It's really hard to find, but on eatsleepfantasy.com, you click on the big giant banner that I made. And Christian said it was maybe too big.
Right.
And I say it's not big enough.
A little smaller. So, check this out, okay? Cam Newton. 2017, quarterback number two, right? 2015, quarterback number one. 2013, quarterback number three. 2012, quarterback number four. So, 4 out of the last 6 years, he's been a top four quarterback.
That's fairly consistent.
Fairly consistent. Now, this is throughout the 2 years that he finished 17-17. But, I mean, it's been there. In 2016, we had a weird experiment where they tried to limit his rushes, and obviously that didn't work.
Right.
And they went back to him again in 2017. So, Dale, I think he's a good value here.
The question is, and I know where you're going here. The question is, would you take Cam Newton now Okay,
or Kirk Cousins later.
Right. So, I mean, you can take Kirk Cousins maybe in another round or two and end up with
Royce Freeman, what I would do here, or Ronald Jones.
Yes.
I would take a rookie running back.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was
realistic draft. And the reason for that is because in every single one of my drafts, I end up getting a guy like Kirk Cousins in like the eighth or ninth round.
Yeah.
So, and that's a guy who is for me, I think I have him ranked as my third quarterback going into 2018. I love him. I think he's going to be a top five quarterback like he has been for the last 2 years, according to John Sheet. Right?
Right.
You have top five finishes two straight years, and he's going off the board as QB8.
Yep.
So I don't understand that. His situation is better than it ever has been. He's got the best weapons he's ever had. He's got Diggs. He's got Thielen. He's got Rudolph. He's got Cook. Like, what more could you want as a quarterback? And he's going as QB8. So I personally would wait, but I would understand picking the quarterback here if it fell to you.
Look, drafting the upside of Royce Freeman or Ronald Jones here, I think, is bigger than... I think I'll be okay with like Stafford or Rivers or Breeze. Breeze is still available. I don't know. I like the you pick Royce Freeman or Ronald Jones, and I'll draft one of those guys.
The more we go into the season, the more I'm pushing up several guys. Three specific rookies that I keep pushing up my rankings. Darius Geis, mm-hmm. Ronald Jones, and Royce Freeman.
Yeah.
There's a couple guys like Sony Michel that I'm avoiding. I think Rashard Penny is a worry guy that has huge top 12 potential, but I would rather have guys like Geis, Freeman, my guy here, you know who he is, Ronald Jones. But I'm okay if you go Freeman because I don't have enough Freeman stock.
Okay, you want to try that out?
Yeah, see how that looks?
I don't have any Freeman stock either. I do like Ronald Jones. I mean, Darius Geis for me is the lead guy. I'm okay drafting Geis actually as a running back too in most cases.
Yeah.
But Royce Freeman, let's go ahead and draft Royce Freeman. 0% of experts agree with our pick here, Brito, and we're doing it.
Yeah, that's fine. The other thing that I might suggest for people that might be in that similar position, if you aren't comfortable with rookies, because I know a lot of people try to avoid that because it's an unknown quantity. There was one other guy there on the board in Mark Ingram who, if we already have Jordan Howard, if we already have Ezekiel Elliott, if we already have Derrick Henry,
sure,
we could take a guy like Mark Ingram, which is he still available on our next pick?
Who? Yes, Mark Ingram is, yes.
Right. So we could take a guy like Mark Ingram, and he, even though we have to weather four games, we don't need him for any of those games. Sure. And our team would be absolutely stacked at the running back position. We could trade a little bit. We could move a little bit. I understand we don't have that many wide receivers in a PPR league, but we are only starting two. We have two guys that are going to start every game, and we have pieces that we can move and play with.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, now we're getting kind of getting to the portion of the draft here where we have to look back at our roster. We have four running backs and two wide receivers in a PPR format.
That's fine.
It's okay just because I know we drafted well and we're drafting for value. But at the same time, a team maybe flip-flopped with top-loaded wide receivers might have me a little bit nervous.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm looking at some of the wide receivers available, and I still think a lot of these running backs overvalue them. The wide receivers we have are Cooper Kupp, Julian Edelman, Marquise Goodwin, Will Fuller.
Either way, every single week we're going to be starting Cooper and Green.
Yeah.
And we're going to be starting a running back in our flex every single week because of what we have.
Right.
And we got guys that we have options for catches. I would 100% go a guy like Mark Ingram here. Or, I mean, Ronald Jones is still available as well.
Mm-hmm.
We could double down on the rookies if we're willing to take that risk. Especially since I think as training camps move along, a team like this, you have so much weight and potential for trades. People struggle replacing running backs, and especially if guys actually start catching the ball and showing that prowess in a PPR league. I'd much rather have a stacked running back field and fill in that wide receiver too if I have to. We're never going to be starting any of those wide receivers anyways for the most part unless it's a bye week. So if we have to get a Will Fuller later, or a Jordy Nelson, who we already have Cooper, but, you know, guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
A Julian Edelman, who is going to be coming back from suspension, but people keep totally forgetting he fucking exists. Those are guys that we could get. But I would much rather have, one of those two running backs there.
Yeah. I think
Ronald Jones or Mark Ingram.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Chris Thompson above Deion Lewis, by the way?
I do.
I think I do too. I think Chris Thompson would be an okay option. Mark Ingram, is probably the best value at the moment. But man, I'm just, I guess we have,
you're worried.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this is a mock draft.
Okay.
You know what we're going to do with a mock draft?
Throw it away.
And try it out. Try it out and see what happens.
Okay.
The whole point is, let's try it out. And like, this is a real concern that people might have. Hey, we have value. At what point do we take too much value?
Right.
So let's take a fifth running back, even though we only have two wide receivers in a PPR league, and see what we end up with and see if we can stomach that team at the end and feel comfortable with it.
Okay. So we selected Mark Ingram. And after that, Sony Michel, Matthew Stafford, Jordy Nelson, Chris Thompson, Deion Lewis.
Did you notice what happened?
Will Fuller, all.
There was almost no wide receivers went after that.
Yeah, exactly.
So the wide receiver board looks very similar to exactly what it just looked like mm-hmm. a moment ago. Mm-hmm. Only Fuller and Jordy Nelson went.
Yep. Okay.
We still get guys like Cooper Kupp on the board. We still have guys like Marquise Goodwin. We still have Kelvin Benjamin on the board. So those are options. And I'll tell you what. I wouldn't take a wide receiver here either.
who do you see as a value here with the running backs?
I want you to push the screen up so that I can actually comment on that. Up, not down. Up, down, down. Ah, never mind. He went. I didn't see where Kirk Cousins went. Now I'm upset that he did.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins is gone.
So I'm 100% taking a wide receiver here.
Yeah.
Because there's one guy that I really like left on the board that did not go, and I can't believe he came back to us.
Who?
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I like Cooper Kupp a lot. I think he is going to be a force on that offense. I really do.
Yep.
I really do. All right, so we're going to take Cooper Kupp here. It's not really a...
There's really not...
A discussion here.
Much debate.
Okay.
We
still don't have a tight end.
The
tight end's available...
Before you hit draft,
are
you even looking at the tight ends yet?
To be honest, no. Let's see.
There is a guy or two on the board that are interesting.
Yeah. I mean, Jimmy Graham, Trey Burton.
Jimmy Graham is an interesting dude at this spot.
He is. Doyle, George. I mean, I'm looking at guys like George Kittle, Jack Doyle. They're going to go so much later with similar production, I think.
You know who's going to have great production, and this is going to be the year that he finally stays healthy?
What?
Jordan Reed.
You think so?
I'm calling it. I'm going to call it right here. Jordan Reed plays 14 games at least this year.
You can't predict that.
He's going to play 14 games at least.
All right. Well, I'm drafting.
If not every game.
I'm drafting Cooper Kupp here at 8-6.
Do you know why? Because Alex Smith loves him some fucking tight ends.
He does.
So do I, especially this time of night.
All right.
So
after taking Cooper Kupp, we had guys like Marquise Lee, C.J. Anderson, Marquise Goodwin, Marshawn Lynch, Isaiah Crowell was finally selected 9-4, which I think we'd both agree that's pretty good value there. 9-4 for a starting running back.
9-5 for Jamal Williams is pretty damn good too, man.
I agree. So we are looking now at some guys in the tight end position, maybe.
I got a tight end that's popping out at me that I like a lot here, but before you do that, I'd have to see who the wide receivers are on the board. All right.
Well, the tight ends, Trey Burton, Jordan Reed, Jack Doyle, George Kittle.
Love them both. Those two that are available, I'm moving up and up on my ranks.
Jordan Reed and Trey Burton?
Yep.
Okay. All right. The wide receivers that we're looking at right now, Sterling Shepard, Nelson Aguilar, Kelvin Benjamin, Rashard Matthews, Alan Hearns. Some running backs.
Interesting guys there.
Yeah.
In Kelvin Benjamin, Rishard Matthews, who, you know, finally had a disappointing year after year after year of exceeding his draft stock.
Mm-hmm.
And then Allen Hurns, who in a new place could potentially be the number one wide receiver.
Potential.
So some interesting guys there, Dale.
Yep. For as far as running backs go, Kerryon Johnson, the rookie out of Detroit, Carlos Hyde, which seems to be the number one running back for now in Cleveland, Giovanni Bernard, Theo Riddick, James White are the running backs. The quarterbacks are starting to dry up a little bit. Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Jared Goff, and Patrick Mahomes. What are your thoughts here?
None of the quarterback value jumps off at me at all. There's two tight ends on the board that I would be happy with, but I'd be willing to risk to see if they came back to us. I feel like there's some couple of wide receivers that I really like here. At this spot, like Kelvin Benjamin and Allen Hurns, that I would like to see if you'd be interested in taking. Yes? No?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not sold on Allen Hurns at all. I just don't think the Cowboys can produce Dak Prescott. I don't think Dak Prescott can produce.
The Cowboys can't produce Dak Prescott.
They
great.
I mean, basically, we're picking a wide receiver 4. I don't even think that the Cowboys can produce a wide receiver 4. Honestly, I really don't. The wide receiver 2 last year, for the Cowboys, I think was Terrence Williams, and he was, I don't know, around wide receiver 80. That's barely draftable. I'm good.
Okay.
So who do you want?
I mean, can we get Benjamin then?
Kelvin Benjamin?
Somebody has to put up numbers in Buffalo, right?
You would think so. Let's get him.
By the way, I'd be more inclined to consider Rishard Matthews might be decent if he wasn't, you know, on the PUP list and a question mark and, you know,
sure,
other receivers are emerging there. Like, there's a lot of things that are not playing in his favor, which is the reason why, you know, the numbers don't necessarily tell the entire case for Rishard Matthews. So,
right.
I think, you know, he's pretty much not in consideration for me there.
Right. Okay. Let's look at, by the way, everybody has taken a quarterback except us in this mock. After we drafted Kelvin Benjamin, guys like James White, Carlos Hyde, Josh Doctson, Chris Carson at 10-2 is interesting. Kerryon Johnson, Aaron Jones, Green Bay Packers was at 10-5. So we're looking at, now, even though we're the last quarterback taken,
I feel like we could just wait at this point because you still have Big Ben, Philip Rivers, Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm, Jared Goff. Like, even if it goes all the way down, so I feel like I'm there's okay. 16 guys that I'm okay with.
Right.
You know, if I have to have Alex Smith as my starter, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people might not love that, but I'm okay with it.
Sure.
But, you know, that's not to say that there isn't some value, because you could end up with, I don't know, a guy like Philip Rivers, who has been a top 12 quarterback for the last 5 years, mm-hmm, who is currently still on the board. So, I mean,
yeah. What were, depends on what do you have, do you have John Chapman's finish?
Yeah.
What was Philip Rivers last 5 years?
7, 11, 12, 12, 4. So you're pretty much going to get
the top 12.
Right around the 10.
Yeah, right.
For Rivers.
Right. And they're actually upgrading their offense too. I mean, you know, with a healthy Keenan Allen with less question marks than he did a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to remember you don't have
Hunter Henry is out.
Hunter Henry. You don't know what's happening with Gates, really.
Sure. Right.
He's not really going to be a factor no matter what. So you just have to assume Mike Williams is going to pick up some of that slack.
Sure.
Maybe Austin Eckler is a little bit more of a factor this, mm-hmm, year. Gordon's going to get a lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree that it's going to be a really upgraded offense. I think it's just going to be.
I'm just saying, from the past 5 years, it's not. There's no dip at all for this offense. Okay. And if anything, I think they're looking pretty good because they haven't always had Melvin Gordon either. All right, so we have two more bench spots.
If I'm here, I would take a tight end, by the way. Yeah,
me too. That's what I was going to say.
My pick at the spot where we're at would be Trey Burton.
Okay, I agree. I like Trey Burton, former Gator. Go Gators. Yeah, I like Trey Burton here in new Chicago offense.
Like whenever you say that, that player, like...
they haven't done well.
Gets arrested or...
Yeah, worse. Okay. So, yeah, let's go ahead and pick Trey Burton. Jordan Reed is still available. I'll tell you who we're picking Trey Burton over. We're picking Trey Burton over Jordan Reed, Jack Doyle, George Kittle, Charles Clay, OJ Howard, which I'm okay with.
I'm okay with everything we just picked him over.
Yep, I am too. So,
and if we really want, you know, if we really feel nervous at the end, and if we felt like we really needed another tight end, because a lot of them went off the board, a guy that I might consider with my last pick is Tyler Eifert.
Sure,
who we just talked about. In episode one, if you want to.
Sure. And if there was good value other places, I would be okay with George Kittle as well. If there was a wide receiver screaming at me or another running back, I'd be okay with. But
why
there wasn't.
Screaming at you?
Yeah. They're like, draft me.
It's interesting.
Yeah. All right. So basically we have two bench spots, a quarterback, and our defense and kicker left. So, again...
We've been playing the risky quarterback game for a long time, hoping that not a single team takes a backup quarterback.
And they haven't.
I think it's a good spot to take Phillip Rivers here, man.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay. After we picked...
After we
picked Trey Burton, a couple of rookies, Nyheim Hines was drafted 10-10, Nick Chubb, Calvin Ridley, George Kittle was actually picked in the beginning of the 11th. First defense in Jacksonville is picked in the 11th as well.
I'm so tempted to see like how late is too late for a quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's going to be this round.
Just for the purpose of like for our listeners, but like if this is really my realistic draft, like this is I'm pulling the trigger at Rivers here because at some point, like get your guy
in the 11th round. I'm okay with it. Yeah. So we have a full starting roster filled up with the exception of defense and kicker. We have two more bench spots. After we picked Rivers, of course, Jordan Reed was picked, Jack Doyle, and then Ben Roethlisberger. I'm kind of mad.
Oh,
we missed out on Paul Richardson.
Yeah, I was actually going to say exactly that.
Yeah.
Paul Richardson's been a guy that I target in several drafts. Him, I've been targeting D.D. Westbrook in a lot of drafts. He's still on the board.
Mm-hmm. Paul Richardson, I'm a little sad that we missed out on him. All right, so right now we have guys like Kenny Golladay, which I've drafted, Anthony Miller out of Chicago, the rookie. You're drafting a lot of upside here, but there's not a lot to catch the ball in Chicago. So,
gotcha.
And as far as the running backs, we're looking at Kenneth Dixon, Matt Breida, Austin Eckler. Latavius Murray is here. If maybe wait next pick and see the last pick on our bench, maybe putting Latavius Murray on there just because.
Fair enough. I will say one pick that if we have a really deep league, I just want to throw this out here. It's not a guy that we're going to draft here, but I'm not hearing great things about Devontae Parker, from several beat reporters here in Miami. And so the more I look at it, the more I'm thinking, who can fill in the slot position in Miami? And they paid Albert Wilson $8 million a year to come over here from Kansas City.
Yeah.
The more I look at it, I know it's going to take some time to perhaps build that relationship with Tannehill. But we saw how extremely productive the slot receiver could be in Miami for years with Jarvis Landry. Yep. I'm not saying Albert Wilson is Jarvis Landry by any means, but I think somebody is going to get all those third down catches. And if I had to put money on it right now, sitting in July, the end of July, it's not Devontae Parker for me, the guy who I'm going to put money on. It's probably going to be one of the other guys. I know Stills have been a popular pick, but he's more of that deep boom bust guy. I like the slot guy in Miami, and that's Albert Wilson.
Sure.
I think
it's worth noting for sure. Good notes there.
He's free. Like, he's the 80-something yeah. wide receiver off the board. And in a deeper league, I've gotten him for free in deeper leagues.
Right. All right.
Just, you know, a really deep guy that I want to mention.
So we are looking at, I think there's good, about decent value across positions. Doug Martin is okay, I think. We'll wait to see what happens there.
Sure.
I like Kenny Golladay.
I mean, if I had to take another running back, which by no means do I think we need one, it would probably be Blunt.
Sure. But,
you know, shoot for a touchdown guy here, which, you know, but.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You know. So let's just cross off the running backs here. Let's look at the wide receivers. Like I mentioned, Kenny Golladay, DeSean Jackson, Tyler Lockett. Don't forget about him. I mean, Anthony Miller.
Mike Williams went, which is another guy that, I mean, I have him ranked way higher than he is on the Fantasy Pros consensus. He's 61. I think I might have him in my late 40s, early 50s. And so he just went recently, which is unfortunate. Michael Gallup is an interesting one for me.
It is.
I know you keep saying, you know, you don't think that offense can support receivers, but you don't like Hearns. Maybe you like Golladay. Or Gallup.
Yes, you threw me for a loop there.
Sorry, I'm reading Golladay on the screen as well. Also available, but I mean, I'm not too fond of the wide receiver three in an offense that like that. But
sure.
Hey, Eric Ebron's gone. Maybe they rely on Golladay.
Yeah. You know,
I'm throwing out options here because I need you to pick somebody, Dale.
I'm okay with Michael Gallup in the 13th round. What round are we in? We are in, the 12th round. I'm okay Gallup in the 12th round over Hearns in the 9th or 10th.
You want my last two picks of the draft?
Let's do it. D.D. Westbrook?
I'm going to give you my last. I'm taking D.D. Westbrook, okay. And I'm taking Tyler Eifert, and I'm ending the draft.
All right. We're going to pick D.D. Westbrook just to have him on the bench because you like him, and that's what fantasy football is all about. And coming around to us.
I mean, if it's my second to last pick or my last pick, he's been a guy that I've been getting a lot. I know there's a lot of Keelan Cole is going to be the number two. I think most people have Hearns. I mean, I'm so sorry. Not Hearns. Marquise Lee as their number one Jacksonville wide receiver. Deservedly so, but I think Westbrook has a legitimate shot at being the one and having quite a bit of fantasy value for free.
Interesting.
For free in your draft. Yeah, yeah. So I think it's worth it.
Right.
And then Tyler Eifert's been, you know, a guy that I think
so you want to draft, you want to put,
has
you,
the touchdown maker position.
You want?
Yeah, I know it's two tight ends here. But, you know, I think it's a piece that you'll see come week three. You have some, you know, capital that you can move because Tyler Eifert, you know, scored four touchdowns in 3 weeks.
See, in this late in the draft, I'm looking at pure upside, like Kalen Ballage.
Okay.
Like, that's just, like, that's all upside there. Like, it's...
And you don't think Tyler Eifert has, like, much, like, insane upside?
But he's going to be around no matter what. Like, I don't know. Okay. I don't see the need for two tight ends on my team. But
fine.
It really doesn't matter because it's the last pick and people probably stopped listening a long time ago.
Right.
So...
Do I need to bring back up French fries?
And they're back. All right. Let's get Tyler Eifert.
No, I mean, take Ballage. I already picked Westbrook. I'm happy.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to get Ballage.
We'll compromise. This is like a radio marriage.
Okay, there you go.
You're my work wife.
Yeah. Where's Ballage at? There he goes. All right, cool. And then I'll skip the defensive kickers.
I love how I just called you my work wife and you didn't even flinch.
Whatever. All right, so.
I'm taking the Chargers defense. Are the Rams gone?
I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, give me the Chargers defense and give me the Saints kicker.
Okay, good. All right, so we ended up with Phillip Rivers, Zeke, Jordan Howard, A.J. Green, Amari Cooper, Trey Burton, Derrick Henry, Royce Freeman, Mark Ingram, Cooper Kupp, Kelvin Benjamin, D.D. Westbrook, and Kalen Ballage. Pretty decent team.
So I know that the bench wide receivers are weak, but that is the most stacked running back core that I've seen in a mock draft so far.
Zeke, Howard, Henry, Freeman. And then Ingram.
Zeke, Howard, Henry, Freeman. Ingram just for fucking shits and giggles when he gets back from suspension.
Right.
And then you went upside at the running back position as if we needed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's assume Zeke's a bust. Okay, fine. Howard's a bust. Henry, okay, he's a bust. Freeman doesn't work out. Ingram's suspended. We got Kalen Ballage. Yeah.
All right. Cool. I think this is a pretty solid team.
Can you draft the Chargers kicker and the Saints defense, please, so I can see my grade, which is not going to be good.
Yes. And, your grade. I see what you did there. Saints kicker was chosen.
Oh.
We got Matt Prater. Let's get Dan Bailey.
Kansas City kicker.
Harrison Bucker?
Yeah. Bucker.
All right, cool. So we are all done here. We got a B on Fantasy Pros.
Yeah. You're not going to get an A if you go against the consensus, but we are the consensus.
Yeah, that's true.
We have our own consensus.
Yep, that's true. All right, cool. Well, that was fun. I think that looking back at it, I think I would actually get another tight end just because Trey Burton isn't super solid. It would be have a good, nice little insurance policy on Trey Burton. That would have been nice. So I'll take that.
He's still there. Go back to the available. Click out. Go back to the available tight ends. Yeah, you still have Tyler Eifert right there available.
Yeah.
Like if you really felt that way so strongly, you could just drop Ballage and pick up Eifert. Sure. Again, he's a guy that's free.
Yep. Okay.
It's free real estate.
All right. Well, guys.
You don't understand that reference, do you?
No.
It's free real estate.
What is that?
No.
I don't know.
Nothing?
No.
Just Google it, man. You don't know memes.
I'm sorry. I don't spend my life on 9GAG looking at 400 memes a day. Jeez.
You got to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
All right. Hope you enjoyed.
That's also a reference that you probably didn't understand.
I hope you enjoyed our podcast today. This is part two, so listen to part one if you're really confused on what's going on. Again, for Christian Brito.
Really, you're going to mention that at the end of the episode? The last thing you say? Yeah, this was part two. If you really didn't understand what was happening, go back and listen to part one.
Yeah. Well, they're already committed, so it's the best time to grab them. All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you guys real soon.
Yeah. Eat, sleep, fantasy. You rocking with the best. NFL fantasy football podcast. We talking mock drafts, running backs. Better follow the conversation with Dale, Christian, and Armando. Screaming Eat Nation. We doing what we like. Tune in every week. Guarantee we get it hype. Fantasy football enthusiasts. I know you plan to be joining us on Eat, Sleep, Fantasy.